email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful blessing in healing name of Jesus Christ. This is your Apostle of Prayer, James Broadnax, and I am excited on today. Yes, I am excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing through this miracle-working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord Jesus is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings, blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. Yes, I believe the Bible. I believe the Word of God. When Jesus told us in St. John chapter 10 and verse 10, I believe it. When he said, I am come that you have life. And he said, I want you to have it more abundantly. But I want to take a minute here and give you a personal invite to our worship service this coming Sunday morning. All roads, all streets will be leading right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. The address is 4210 South MacArthur Drive here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Yes, the house of prayer for all people. And I'm giving you that personal invite. Please, when you come, bring your Bible, bring your pen, and bring your notepad. What's up with that, James Broadnax? Because I'm going to be teaching right out of that Word of God. And I'm going to be teaching a kingdom message that's going to perfect you in your faith, that's going to edify you in your faith. A word that's going to bring us into the unity of the faith that we all can be touching and agreeing on the same thing. How can two walk together except they agree? This is going to be a powerful worship service this coming Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Now, I want you to make sure before you walk out of the sanctuary, give me the opportunity to place into your hands my one-hour intercessory prayer guide. I believe in prayer. You know, prayer powers everything. And prayer's where the action is. And the Lord has given me a vision. He has given me a mandate. He has given me instructions that here in this region to birth 100 intercessors and 100 prayer warriors. Yes, if the city begins to pray, if a country begin to pray, if a nation begin to pray, God responds to those prayers. God answers those prayers, you see. So that's why we are going to birth 100 intercessors, 100 prayer warriors. And I want to place into your hands this one-hour intercessory prayer guide. He's going to help you to start praying 1 hour each and every day. And he or she that prays for 1 hour each and every day shall walk in the supernatural miracle-working power of Jesus Christ. So meet us here in this divine worship service this coming Sunday morning. That's the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. Now we're going to dive back into that Word of God. And we've been talking this week about living by the promises of God. And I told you that I was going to share with you four keys that if you would apply them to your life, you can cause the promises of God to become reality in your life. Yes, I'm going to share with you four keys today. Now, we may not get to all four of the keys, but we're going to get started today talking about living by the promises of God. I want to read something here out of the Word of God in Genesis chapter 17. And this was God talking to Abram. He was not Abraham yet. He was just Abram. And this is what God said in Genesis. I'm going to begin reading in Genesis 17, verse 1. It said, when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, listen, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and their generation, O God, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to their seed after thee. Now, I have read to you Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 down through verse 7. Now, that was a promise, and we was included in that promise. So that's why the Bible speaks about this, that we are the seed of Abraham. Now, let's go into the New Testament in Galatians chapter 3. And I begin reading at verse 13. The Word of God says, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Oh, here go the shouting stuff right here. And Galatians 3:14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. See, y'all, we are included through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So everything that God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, all of those promises there rolls right on here into the New Testament. And here is the confirmation in Galatians 3 and verse 14. So that's what I'm saying. You got to learn how to live by the promises of God. Every time I read a promise, I say, I am what God says I am. I can have what God says I can have, and I can do everything that God says I can do. Now, I want you to turn now, or just write the notes down, to Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. Now, Paul get the revelation of what God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 17. And Paul come here to make this thing plain so we can use our faith and activate these promises into our life. Now, it says here in Romans chapter 4, in verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You see, so he believed God. And the word of God says here in verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, listen, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So against hope, he believed in hope. Now, why was hope against him? Well, when God showed back up in Genesis chapter 17, Abraham was 99, wife 90, you know. And so here's an old man, and here is a woman that is not just past childbearing, but she's double past childbearing. And here is God saying, I'm still going to do what I said. And so Abraham said to God, I'm living on a God said. Other words, I'm not looking at how old I am. I'm not looking at how old my wife. I am living by the promise. I'm living by what God told me. I'm living by what God promised me. So even when the hope was out of it, he still believed what God said. You see, so that's what we are getting to. Now, watch this right here. The word of God says here in verse 19, and being not weak in faith. See, that's that key number one. So I want you to write that down and remember that. And being not weak in faith. So in other words, he believed what God said. When something is weak, it cannot stand much pressure at all. You see, they can't stand for nobody to talk about them. Can't stand for nobody to criticize them. You know, they can't stand constructive criticism, you know, when they are weak in their faith. And you, if you listen to an individual's conversation, you can hear the weakness in their conversation. When they open their mouth, everything is on the downward spiral of life. When they open their mouth, it's about hard times. It's about bad luck. It's about, you know, look like everybody's against me and nothing is working for me. Oh, when it rains, it pours. If it ain't one thing, oh, it's just another. You see, that's an individual that is weak in their faith. And the Bible says here that even though the odds was against Abraham, he was not weak in his faith. What are you saying, James Broadnax? He still believed God was going to do what he said. He believed, he didn't know how, but he believed that the day was coming that he and his old wife, and this old man and this old woman, he believed we're going to have a son and we're going to name him Isaac. Listen to me very carefully. And Romans 4:19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. You see, now you have to use the revelation knowledge to know which part of the body he was talking about. But he considered not his own body now dead. Watch this right here. Here's the revelation. And and when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So, in other words, he was saying, I don't know when, I don't know how, but all I know is this, God going to do what he said. You see, he was not weak in his faith. And some of you, you have asked God for a home, and now because of the pandemic, you know, you lost a lot of things, credit got bad, and things upside down, and now the devil telling you it will never happen. But I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar. All you got to do is not to be weak in your faith and stand there on that word of God. Email the devil and tell him, if God said it, it's got to happen. Listen to me, friend. I'm all out of time, but I'm going to pick back up on tomorrow.